So I didn't get to play no football that year. But then the next year, I made up my mind to myself. I said, you know, I'm going to play football this year. I didn't get to play when I was a sophomore, but I did when I was a junior. But I didn't get none of them letters. And I felt real bad about that because there's some kids that wasn't as big as I was. And I didn't think they're as good as I was. But this coach and I, we didn't get along too good. And I blamed that on the reason I didn't get no letter. But I didn't get no letter. But so when I was a senior, I made up my mind I was going to go out for football and I was going to get a letter. I didn't care if I got hurt or somebody else did. I was going to get me a letter. And you know, I did. I played every quarter that year except one. And this one particular time, I was supposed to be a charging tackle. I'll go back a little further yet. We had a new coach this year. He was no one a very big guy, and he is blonde, and he had a red face, even if he wasn't mad. And but we got along real good, with the exception he did get a little rough on me once. When I was trying out for football, he told me I was supposed to be a charging tackle. And so I got the idea what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to go between them guys in front of me, and then that guy that had that ball, I was supposed to grab him and throw him down on the ground. And I got pretty good at it. And so one of my friends, his name was Rod Thurlow, and he weighed 50 pounds more than I did. And there's another guy about the same size he was. And one of them was a guard, and the other one was a center, I think it was. And anyway, I was supposed to go between them two guys, and you know, I did it. I had kind of quick, and they wasn't very fast. And I'd get through and get that ball carrier. And so the coach said to this Rod Thurlow, he says, "What's the matter, you big guy? How come you let that little Avery slip through there and get that ball carrier?" So Rod Thurlow says, "You think you're so damn good?" He says, "Let's see you do it. Let's see you keep him from getting through there." Well, the coach says, "All right, that's the deal. I'll show you how to do it, and then you're supposed to do it." So we all get down, you know, and we cause the hips and the hikes and so on, and they snapped the ball, and I gave a big old jump, and I got through and got the ball carrier. And Rod Thurlow says, "Ha, ha, ha." Well, the coach, he got a lot redder than what he was ordinary. And he says, "Why don't we try that again?" Well, I didn't mind doing it again. I knew I could do it. I'd find out I could just do it anything I wanted to. So we all get down, and we cause the hips and the hikes, and they snapped the ball, and I got through. Just about. But he sung his foot back up around it. He caught me right alongside my nose. And my nose went off to one side. And when it comes back part way, the blood was running out real fast. And that seemed to settle everything. And the coach said, "Okay, we'll go on and practice now." So we let the blood run down my jersey. And we went ahead and practiced. I guess he thought I must be good enough because I, as I said, I played all but one quarter. And that one quarter, after the first quarter, I wasn't getting that ball carried through. I was getting through the line almost, and then I was past them two guys I was supposed to get by, but then all at once somebody hit me, and I didn't know why. Coach says, "Somebody said you come out here and sit and watch what's going on back there." So I did, and what they did, they figured out what I was doing, and they had to do something to stop it. So they had this one big guy. All he had to do was just squat down there behind the line. And when I come through the line, he said, "Me, hey, golly, went right from one side." So he says, "You see what he's doing?" And I said, "Yeah." "See, what you gonna do?" I said, "Well, I want to try something." So I'd start through the line, and then I would stop real quick, and he figured he'd gonna hit me, so he'd fall down. I'd step on him, go ahead and get the guy to carry the ball. So then I played the rest of the year, too. And part of the time, then, I got to play end on defense. I didn't get to handle the ball because I still had this game hand and wasn't too nimble on the ball. But anyhow, I enjoyed high school, especially in sports.
Did they have pads?
Yeah, but I didn't have no face guards. They just had a leather cap with rings over your ears. And it had some straps in the top. They didn't have foam rubber then. But it was just a leather headgear is what it was. And then the shoulder pad was made out of some kind of pressed cardboard. And they were just little things. They didn't stick way out here someplace. And then the pants had hip, you wore hip pads. And they had hard cardboard over your hips. And then they had them for your thighs. They was sewed into your pants and your thighs. The shoes did have cleats on them. I got my shoulder pads secondhand for $2.50 from a guy that was a real good football player before. And they furnished the... I had to buy my own shoes, too. And I bought some secondhand shoes. But we didn't get hurt as bad as I do now. I don't know why. You take them cleats and skin our shins up real good. And when I'd miss a tackle, I'd get along my elbow. And I had a continuous scab on my elbow. And then it'd get pus under the scab. And then next time I did it, it'd just slide that all off and start over again. I never did get it healed up during football season. They would put tape over and everything else. But I always had scabs on my elbows.